to take this opportunity to thank, first of all, Jim Berklow for coming here today and participating in our Mardi Gras service, living it up with us. And I also want to take this opportunity to introduce you to Jim. Jim is the current Associate Dean of Religious Life at the University of Southern California, USC, where he's been doing work with college students, always exciting, a ministry that he's been participating in for most of his career, I believe. When I actually first met Jim, I don't even know if you remember this, we were at an event for the Center for Progressive Christianity, big tent event, which he made happen, this incredible event in San Francisco with a focus on Generation X. And so I got keyed in there. I'd always been sort of a part because of my participation with Irvine UCC and Fred Plummer, but that event focused on Gen Xers. And I think that that's largely due to your belief that we need to focus on this generation that's been largely unchurched. So I first met Jim then when he was working on the Stanford campus doing campus ministry, where he was also a minister of a UCC church in San Mateo. He has since been most recently the Presbyterian pastor of Sausalito Presbyterian Church, and has just been down here for about 6 months. He's been touring the country with his new book, Birdlike and Barnless, which, as he said, will be outside, and you can take a look at that. But perhaps one of the most important things is that Jim is a man who is grounded in his faith, grounded as a progressive Christian, interested in progressive theology and that spirituality that can come into the church alive and true and real for us today, and looking at it with that historical foundation. And one other thing I forgot to mention, we remember Pluralism Sunday, a wonderful day we've celebrated. Jim is the creator of Pluralism Sunday, a day which we enjoyed and will enjoy again, and hundreds of other churches also participated in. So, with that, I'm going to introduce you, ask you to give us a warm welcome to Jim. And then ask Judy to come forward with the scripture. I can't see you. There you are, right in front of me. Thank you.
There are two scriptures today. Only one's listed in your bulletin. The other one is from Matthew 6, 25 through 33. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. The other scripture is from John 2, 1 through 10, the wedding at Cana. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were 6 stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now."
Fat Tuesday, Ash Wednesday, California housing boom Tuesday, Wall Street stock market crash Wednesday. From inauguration Tuesday to devaluation Wednesday. From stock options Tuesday to bank failure Wednesday. From Brad and Angelina Tuesday to Hurricane Katrina Wednesday. From fine wine Tuesday to bottom of the barrel Wednesday. From greed to bleed. From Trump to slump. But that was yesterday's news. Today's is deeper blues. De mala a Guatemala. It's the Mexican's verse for when things go south from bad to worse. From worse to hearse. From stimulus package to economic wreckage, from sleeping in the car seat to camping on the back street, from homeful to homeless, from penny full to penny less. Fat Tuesday, Ash Wednesday, bear market, bull market. Buy high, sell low? How did this imbroglio wipe out my portfolio? High and fast Tuesday, low and slow Wednesday. Endangered Tuesday, extinct Wednesday. It's a massive asset eraser from Cana to Costa Mesa. So in our need for hope for survival, it's time to turn to the pages of the Bible and read that story of Cana in Galilee, where Jesus and his mother enjoyed hospitality and festivity, noshing on the free eats, eating on the free treats, sipping on the red wine, having them a swell time. "Hey, bartender, can you top off my glass? What's that you say? There's no wine in the flask? Ran out so soon, that solo class?" Crowd at the wedding, lounged on the bedding, watched CNN and PBS, ABC and CBS, IOUs and HMOs, CFOs and CEOs, waited for refills, waited for bailout packages, waited for stimulus checks, waited for debt consolidation, waited for mortgage restructuring, waited for responses to their resumes, waited for emails from personnel departments. Midnight rolled around. No more wine was found. Tuesday the party popped. Wednesday the party flopped. Jesus said, "Let's go. Come on, Mom, let's blow." But Mary told him, "No, The wine has got to flow. It's not time to go. The people need to know that we can. We can be full. We can be fillers. We can be healed. We can be healers. We can be free. We can be freers. We can be kind. We can be kinder. We can be loved. We can be lovers. We can be loved. So make it so, she told her son, who didn't want to be the one. Okay, okay, she heard him say. Beneath his breath, he was bored to death. But he did her will and went to fill the empty jugs that stank of swill, that cheap red wine that was not so fine. The guests, you know, were drunk. Drunk on credit card debt. Drunk on cheap gasoline. Drunk on plastic products. Drunk on clothes made by sweatshop labor. Drunk on SUVs, on RVs and ATVs. Drunk on glib religion. Drunk on financial derivatives. Drunk on hedge funds. Drunk on fast-fried fake food. Drunk on Egg McMuffins. Drunk on dead oceans and logged out forests. Don't be like them, son. Lying on pillows waiting for Godot. Lying on the linens waiting for God. Don't wait. Don't be late. Don't hesitate, said Mary. Don't wait like somebody else will do the deed. Indeed, you are the deed doer. Show them what it's like to take 100% responsibility for that which you might only be 1% responsible. Show them what it is like to take action, Jackson. Instead of whining about HTOTB, how things ought to be, show them what it means to be an agent instead of a victim. Change the system instead of waiting for the system to give you spare change. Did I not sing the Magnificat when you were conceived? Is it not in revolution that we have always believed? Mary said to Jesus, this poetry is nice, but sorry, son, it just will not suffice. No time to rhyme, son. It's time to run, son. You gotta work with what you got. And you've got a heck of a lot. Enough of yesterday. Enough of tomorrow. Seize today, son. Go with what you've begun. Run with what you've begun. Jesus, she said, I'm the mother of God. So if you're my son, act the part. Get busy. Fill those jugs. Make us good wine. Mary motivated, Jesus activated. Jesus asked the servants to fill the empty jugs with water. While that was happening, he got himself into night school and studied viticulture and enology. In the middle of the night, he planted a vineyard, and while the grapevines were growing and the grapes were maturing, he used his carpentry skills that he learned from his father, Joseph, to make casks and to build a winery. He then took the water from the jugs and used that to irrigate the vineyard. He quickly harvested the grapes, put the wine into the casks, aged the wine, bottled it, and then delivered it to the stewards at the wedding, which was then served to the guests. The bride and the groom came out of their room, emerged from their gloom, and shared a glass, and told the guests, this isn't normal, this is not formal, this big faux pas on Mardi Gras has changed the rules and made us fools. How did this come to pass? Give us another glass. The wine that is best has been saved for the last. It was the Merlot of mindfulness. It was the Syrah of sincerity. It was the Cabernet of kindness. It was the Zinfandel of fidelity. It was the Rosé of righteousness. It was the Pinot of patience. It was Jesus' juice of justice. Most of the guests went home after the wedding and said, Jesus performed a miracle and turned the jug of water into a jug of wine. When things get bad, just pray to him and he will give a miracle and all will be well. But a few of the guests stayed after the party and asked Jesus how he did it. He told them how he did it, and he told them that they could do it too. He said to them what his mother said to him. Change the system. Be an agent. Don't be a victim. Let go of yesterday. Don't get uptight about tomorrow. Work with what you got. Be bird-like. Be barnless. I am the vine, you are the wine. Don't whine, take your time, and run with what you've got. These few are the ones who do, and you can too, it's true. So let us make, brothers and sisters. Let us take, let us make the besta for the lasta, from Cana to Costa Mesa. Amen.